Now he dies and his son Rehoboam comes to the throne. And we are told here Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, now, what they're asking is for the taxes to be lowered. Listen to this. Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke, which he put upon us, lighter, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. Now what they're asking is for reduction of taxes. Now Solomon had carried on a tremendous building program, and that cost a great deal, by the way. We hear today so much about government costing so much. Well, if you want to know why it costs so much, go to the capital of any state, or the county seat of any county, or any city, and go to the civic center, or go to our capital in Washington, and you'll see why our taxes are like they are. May I say to you today, believe me, government is a fat cat. They really are spending money in putting up buildings. Now, that requires increased taxation. And this is something that always is going to cause trouble. And our problem is a problem, actually, of taxation. Government is costing, of course, too much. We are seeing the increase in buildings to house more committees, more workers, and before long, there'll probably be more people working for government than's working for the rest of the world put together. This is the movement today. Well, it was that problem in the day of Solomon. He kept building, and he had to increase taxes. Now, we find here that Rehoboam is being asked to reduce them. And boy, here was an opportunity for this young ruler to move in and make himself popular by reducing taxes. He would have had the people following him if he had only had done that. Where is the man today that has the nerve to be elected to office and go in and fire about half of the government workers? And they ought to be, I think. If he did that and cut down taxes, he'd make himself popular. But they're afraid to. You see, they're afraid to take that first step. Now, what happens? Well, he calls a meeting here of his wise men, only they were very unwise. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old man that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? Now he first, of course, turns to really the wise men in the kingdom, the older man. And they spoke unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them and answer them and speak good words to them, then they'll be thy servants forever. Now, this was good advice, you see. But he forsook the counsel of the old man, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, what counsel give ye, that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spoke unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loin. In other words, he's going to make it worse. And now, whereas my father did laid you with a heavy yoke, I'll add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I'll chastise you with scorpions. In other words, this man said, instead of decreasing taxes, I intend to increase them. Instead of being less severe, I intend to be more severe. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old man's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I'll add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, and I'll chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. Now this is rebellion. This is the splitting up of the kingdom. And it will eventuate, of course, in civil war. Now we are told here, then King Rehoboam sent a Durham, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones that he died. That's the way they got rid of the tax collector. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. Now notice this. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. That is, unto the time 1 Kings was written. And it is a rebellion that continued on until they returned from the Babylonian captivity. And, of course, all the tribes returned at that particular time. Now we are told that Rehoboam has made a very unwise decision. And what happens, it has enabled Jeroboam to take the 10 northern tribes and build a northern kingdom. We are told then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein and went out from thence and built Phanuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. Now the thing that he did was this. He put a calf in Bethel, or Bethel, as it's probably better called, and also in Samaria. He put there two golden calves for the people to worship, so that they would not go to Jerusalem in order to worship there. Now, this now marks the division of the kingdom in the northern and into the southern kingdoms. Now we're going to follow the divided kingdom, and you will find the method here in 1 and 2 Kings will be to give Israel and then Judah and then Judah and then Israel and back and forth, and we'll be looking at both kingdoms as we go along. We'll follow the kingdom of Judah. It will last longer than the kingdom of Israel. And we'll follow through in both of these. And I want to pause to just say this to you. If you do not have the notes and outlines on 1 and 2 Kings, this is the one book that you'll find them helpful. I have here a chronological table of the kings of the divided kingdom. And you will see which ones are contemporary. That is, that were ruling at the same particular time. And it will enable you to also see the prophets that prophesied during this period. And in fact, practically all the prophets except the post-captivity prophets prophesied during this period here. This chart will be invaluable to you. And I do want to urge you to write in and get the notes and outlines. And in it, we have an entire page given over to this chart. And it's one that you'll need to follow through because it becomes a little complicated through this particular section. Now, that brings us now to the end of chapter 12. Rehoboam is the king now of the southern kingdom, that following in the Davidic line. And we find Jeroboam is the king in the northern kingdom. He has now been elevated to that position, and he introduces idolatry into the north, with the two golden calves. And we find now the division, and actually civil war will break out and will continue until the northern kingdom goes into captivity. Then we find the southern kingdom going also into captivity. This is a very sad period in the life of the nation, and it contains for us today many great lessons, and I think many lessons that, frankly, government needs to have today. Until next time, friends, may God richly bless you.